Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm George.
I'm Allison.
Hey, and we're back for our second week with Mission Impossible 2, the John Woo fiasco.
Let's get started. Fiasco? No. Masterpiece.
It's a fiasco.
Masterpiece.
Right? Fiasterpiece.
Fiasterpiece. That's what it is. That's exactly.
Our guest this week is none other than George Hendricks, one third of the Woodyard and one half of the Mogwai Minute.
and a bunch of other fractions, too, yes.
and he's 3/8 a man. I don't know.
I'm 3/5 a man.
All man. All man, George. That beard says all man. And we also have our other guest is not a man. It's Allison Grimm. Allison has an amazing job. She does not have a podcast, but she's been on a bunch of podcasts. But she has an amazing job. We only can tease it on here because she's not allowed to say, but she is a professional NHL hockey mascot. So look for her. You may have seen some of her photos recently, maybe in Philadelphia. I'm just saying. we can't talk about it.
Maybe.
I think we just dated ourselves in terms of like when we're recording this.
Hey, you're welcome.
So the thing I didn't realize about this podcast, and this might be like a secret behind the scenes to the listeners, these guys do it on a Google Hangout, so I can see video of all of them, and it's really
weird.
Yes,
you can see us all.
And George is not wearing pants, which is weird.
I don't think any of us are wearing pants, honestly. Mm.
George, I don't think you could be closer to your fridge.
George is
in his fridge right now getting crap out of it.
I'm trying to turn it up so it will stop coming on and the compressor will stop making white noise on my back on my waveform because I'm a professional.
Yep, we all are.
Well, this is a super professional podcast. We are all about
the professional cast.
The professional cast with four professionals at this. We're all good at talking.
We're all named Leon.
That's the wrong movie, and also the wrong Jean Reno.
Wrong director.
Wrong Jean Reno.
Yeah, Jean Reno is from Twin Peaks.
He's also from Spain.
It's also Jean Reno Ramsey.
Yep. Yeah, that's Katy Perry. Do you guys know that conspiracy theory?
No, JonBenet is Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that one.
It's amazing.
That is what? Pretty funny. The JonBenet Ramsey is actually Katy Perry, or Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
That all adds up. Perfect.
Yeah, it does.
Because if you mix up the letters of JonBenet Ramsey, you get Katy Perry if you don't use all of them and then use other ones.
Gotcha. You've cracked the code, George.
I have. Illuminati confirmed.
Nicolas Cage is going to play her in the movie, so it's all good.
Awesome. I'd watch that movie.
I would too.
We're in minute six, guys. I know it doesn't make any sense what we've been talking about so far, but we're in minute six of Mission Impossible 2. This is the minutes where we start meeting the bad guy. This minute begins with us actually meeting our bad guy's face.
As he's taking his face off.
Yes, and ends with an explosion. Wrong show.
Within the right show, though. This is the right show because it is a John Woo moment.
True that. Right director, wrong show.
Yeah, that's true.
It ends with an explosion, so that's where we begin.
So I've never actually seen this movie, and don't worry, I still haven't.
we're not.
Good. We don't want it to taint your.
You're doing just fine.
Take on these 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So I didn't know what was going on in the first minute, and I was one of my notes was, "Which one of these guys is Tom Cruise?" And then I got to the next one, and was like, "Oh, that's Tom Cruise." Okay.
Do you not know what Tom Cruise looks like? Is that the question?
I just have trouble recognizing white men.
Oh, I'm not gotcha. Yeah, they all
I'm
look
not
the same.
Even joking. No,
they all look the same to me.
So after I saw the 2010 remake of True Grit, the credits come on, and I say to my husband, I said, "Wait, I didn't know Matt Damon was in this." He was like, "Are you serious?" Like, he was the second build. Like, he was the guy who wasn't Jeff Bridges.
Like, Jeff Bridges was in this?
Yeah.
Who was Jeff Bridges in that? Exactly.
Yeah.
Was he the little girl?
So right now, to you, George and I look exactly the same, except I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I think it's
hair.
It's the mustache. Like, you put a fake mustache on Matt Damon, and it's like he doesn't exist to me. He has such a nondescript face that my.
That's because Matt Damon, as an individual, is he cannot grow a real mustache.
Well, yeah.
No.
He doesn't have the glands.
The glands grow mustaches?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Hair glands.
Hair glands.
That's science.
Yeah.
It's the pituitary gland.
Oh.
Boo.
Go jump in your fridge. Jump inside of it and close the door.
That's the wrong podcast as well. It's the Indiana Jones one.
It's been fun. I'm signing off now.
It's like, and I'm done.
Yep, she's gone. This is where we meet, for the first time, Sean Ambrose. Sean Ambrose is our bad guy. He's portrayed by Dougray Scott.
Not Wolverine.
A.K.A. Spud from Trainspotting.
Yep.
He was in Trainspotting? No, he wasn't in Trainspotting.
No, but no, the guy he sounds like was.
They all George sound like making, that in Trainspotting.
George though. Is making it funny.
Actually, to me, I thought I kept wanting him to be Ewan McGregor the whole movie. Every time he comes on screen, I'm like, why isn't this Ewan McGregor? This should be a much better movie.
He takes Ewan off McGregor. The little thing. He goes, hello there.
Well, he was trained General in Wales, Kenobi. And I think that might be where some of that... I think he's got kind of a Welsh-Scottish accent. Yeah. It's
thick. I couldn't, Squelch? I couldn't understand anything Squelch. He said.
He eats a lot of his words in this movie, yeah. And ironically, in a John Woo film, it's not subtitled. So
can you just have to kind of... Okay, here you go, Allison. Can you imagine this guy playing Wolverine?
He was going to be Wolverine.
Yeah. Well, now I really want to see that.
But this movie precluded him from doing that.
Guys, lucky for us, we forgot that she has white guy blindness. We could have told her she is Wolverine. You could have.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's Hugh Jackman.
No.
His portrayal in this movie and his... accent. Not that I don't. It's not that I don't like his accent. It's that I can't understand the way he's talking in this scene. And his portrayal in this movie is one of the reasons I originally did not like this movie.
What is he supposed to be? Like, is he Russian? Is he?
He's Scottish.
He's Scottish.
Ish.
He is Scottish.
Really? Yeah.
So far, everyone's playing their own country right now. Yeah. Like the Russian guy was a Russian guy, a Croatian guy.
It didn't sound Scottish to me. I don't know if I just. Wasn't listening with good enough headphones, but...
Like I said, I think he's just doing sexy Shrek, so, you know.
Well, yeah, because you're used to Fat Bastard, and this is real Scottish.
Yeah, exactly.
If he said, get in my belly, he... You
would have, oh, Scottish! I get it.
I get what he's saying. Baby back.
Shout out
to Austin Powers. But he's not, like, Scottish like Sean Connery is Scottish, right. You know? He's like...
No, he seems like blue-collar Scottish.
Exactly. Not like cool like Sean Connery.
I don't know if Sean Connery was a different kind of Scotsman. Also, Sean Connery lived in America for so long that his accent just kind of went away.
I mean, he was a Russian at one point, and then he was also Spanish at one point, I think, Sean Connery?
Yes. Well, Egyptian.
Egyptian Spaniard.
Yes. Yes.
And then he looks up, he rips off from the last minute, he rips the mask off of Tom Cruise, and it's him underneath. He's just karate chopped the doctor. Doctor's dead. He's handed the bag over to one of his henchmen. And he gives his henchmen a really, like, lascivious look. It's a very... I don't know what the word is. Because they both kind of have, like a sexy smirk. I don't know. Did you guys get that
Yeah,
vibe?
Well, the whole movie, I think... Yeah. I mean, not just in these minutes, but, like, the rest of the movie. He plays that sort of lascivious sort of thing the whole time with all of his henchmen. And with Tom Cruise, even. You know, it's kind of like... Overt sexuality.
He's just casting that net, trying to reel in some fish.
Yeah, he's like a horn dog, man. He's a big horn dog.
Yeah, he's like a horn dog. He's like a, well, he's more like a horn dog.
Yeah, horn dog.
Mm. What if the movie's just like a parallel for his repressed homosexuality?
That's hitting it right on the nose. That's right. That's how it is for a John Woo movie. It's all repressed homosexuality in some movies. So this one included.
It's a weird scene. He pulls the mask off, and this is the first time we've seen in any of the Mission Impossible movies. We'll see it later in other movies that taking the mask off is some kind of burden.
Yeah,
this is the first time we've seen it. Like where he takes it off, kind of like, God.
Well, it's got to be a little, you know, it's got to like lock in a lot of that face heat.
Yeah, it's got to be like claustrophobic because mm-hmm. you've got like you're in a mask literally, but it's supposed to be like your skin. But it would feel like having like a hood of some sort, like a robber's mm-hmm. hood on.
All the heat from your mustache gland
exactly.
really can make your mask.
Well, you see his face is all kind of flushed and stuff from it. So, I mean, that is a nice touch, actually, because I'd never noticed
it
until this point when we were watching it over and over again. That he's like
they do it ready. Later on. Yeah. Like, you see Benji when he takes off a mask, and some of the other people when they take off masks later, it'll be more of a thing. But I don't know if he was asked to do this by John Woo. I don't know if that was a character thing. No, but
it does set a precedence for the rest of the masks throughout the rest of the series as well. I also love,
this is mask
I
mean, number
just
one.
To tie yeah, back into John Woo's constant like portrayal of latent homosexuality. You're wearing a mask if you're sort of hiding that.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
And also, yeah. I just realized that the white doves in every scene those symbolize ejaculation.
Oh,
That is a good one, though. That is good. I agree.
Sure.
That. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get some Dove minutes later.
Hell yeah.
But also, I don't, that wasn't a come on.
I'll get some Dove minutes tonight, boys.
Sorry, speaking of latent homosexuality in this podcast.
I'll be in my bunk.
Or his fridge, actually. So, you know.
No, notably, the ejaculation is going to happen well after the woman leaves. There's no women, otherwise it's not a podcast.
In true Star Wars Minute fashion, I'm going to ask the real biting question. What do you think the inside of that mask smells like?
Ugh. Haggis?
Like Dougray Scott?
Yeah, haggis. That's exactly what I was thinking. Sheep's bladder. Definitely.
Smells like barley. Tom Cruise inside of it.
Why? Because they had to like spray those pheromones in there to like make it more realistic?
Make him smell more like Tom. Yeah, exactly. Now, this is also the first time that we see the little voice bandage.
Mm-hmm. That's a good name. I had Scotch tape voice changer. Yeah. So, but I like voice Band-Aid
voice
a lot.
Voice Band-Aid, yeah.
The great Scotch
tape. Scotch tape.
DeGray Scotch tape.
He's Scottish tape.
DeGray Scotch tape. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. Jonathan's not hearing me.
I'm here.
He I heard you.
English. Don't worry, George. I'm hearing you.
Thank you, Allison.
This voice synthesizer technology is something that I was reading up on all this voice synthesization stuff. We can't do anything like this currently. We can only do it to if you're not in front of the person. So it's always interesting when they put in. We were talking last week about how some of this the injector, how the injector is now a real thing that people use, the non-needleless injector. But this voice analyzing stuff is still something we have to cannot do. Yeah. We're getting there. Not in a real world. Like, we can do voice morphers and things like that, but.
And until then, we have stage comedians who could do impersonations.
Uh-huh.
We have those Darth Vader voice changers, and I think that's good enough.
And that's one of the funny things about this minute is this movie actually is the old movie. They just did voices. They just Rich Littled their way through it.
Well, I'm gonna take over this airplane and sorry, that's Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart did that airplane.
Oh, I thought that was your captain, the captain that's coming up here. We're gonna meet Captain Hugh. We met last week. That guy has kind of a American guy accent. Hey, everybody, we're flying over the Rockies.
I'm JoJo Whiteman, and I'm gonna be flying your plane today.
I'm Captain JoJo Whiteman. My sidekick, Captain Redshirt,
Teddy Mayonnaise.
George, you live in the Rocky Mountains. In a second, they actually show the Rocky Mountains. Does that mountain range look familiar?
Probably. I'll look for the plane damage and see if I can identify it.
Is it Mount Elbert or whatever is your mountain?
That is absolutely a mountain around here. So sure.
You don't remember seeing it's that early in the season explosion.
Well, I mean, yeah, I remember that back in it's a collective memory. It's sort of like a racial memory here. Like
I
everyone
see.
Who's
yeah.
lived here has passed it down in the water. It's a weird thing.
Well, halfway through this, I was like, are they running into the Paramount logo? I said this last week. It'd be so much better if it was the Paramount mountain.
Well, here's
the
thing.
The movie pans back.
All right. So first off, let's go over the henchmen real quick. So you got Ethan from Lost.
Is that
Tom Cruise's cousin?
It's not really Ethan from Lost, is it?
Yeah, it is. The first guy with the beard.
Yeah.
The first who gets
that's Tom Cruise's cousin, too. So that's why he's here.
But then you have baby Dominic Purcell. And then I don't know anybody other guys. Oh, there's that other guy. He's in stuff. I can't remember his name though.
The Duke from Moulin Rouge.
We're gonna call him. He's in stuff.
That guy.
Yeah, the Duke.
The Moulin Rouge Duke.
Captain Hugh. Yeah, his name's Hugh in the movie, so we'll call Hugh.
Hugh Stamper.
The Moulin Rouge, like the Duke from Moulin Rouge.
The guy with the buck teeth.
Yeah.
I should watch this movie.
Yeah.
He's actually one of the better things in this movie, so yeah, you should.
And then we got the hot licks of the guitar. We get the music. This is the villain theme. This villain theme is a good theme.
It is. The Meadley versus the Weedley.
Like I said last week, it's very much Hans Zimmer and Wu working in the Broken Arrow vein that they had been prior.
It's 2000s action movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really love this music.
If you play this music and then put... what was the name of that Steven Seagal movie on the train?
All of them.
Under Siege?
All
Under
of
Siege
them.
2.
Under Siege 2, this movie, and Broken Arrow and said, which movie is this from? People would be like, I don't know.
You would say all of them.
It's true. Allison, have you ever seen Under Siege 2?
Sure haven't.
It's this movie, but on a train.
Really?
The first one takes place on a boat. Okay. Second one's on a train. Third one's on a plane. The fourth one's on a
Jewish automobile. Jewish tough man, Steven Seagal, fights Eric Bogosian. Okay.
He's a tough man. He's a tough man.
He's a tough man.
It's pretty good. Under Siege is better. Under Siege is better because that's got Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay. Well.
And what's his face? Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, yeah.
I feel like spiritually connected to Steven Seagal because we have the same birthday.
Oh.
So I can't, you know, even though he's a crazy person.
And because you wear coats with fringe. Yes. And appropriate
Japanese Native American culture.
We both have really unfortunate goatees.
Oh man, what's so black? They're not using it. So black.
They're not using it.
He's using like shoe polish, man, on that thing. That's all that is. Like a little kid pretending to have a goatee.
Why do you think Chris has his goatee? It's got the Steven Seagal thing going on.
Exactly.
Chris is definitely rocking out some Seagal.
Yeah.
Seagal magic.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's his name. He just changed it to Seagal.
Now, what's interesting about this opening, real quick? John Woo and the studio wanted the Mission Impossible thing to happen after the plane explodes, the opening. They wanted the credit sequence to happen there. And Tom Cruise was
and that makes sense.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise was like, no, I can't have that.
Like, you can't start this movie without my face doing some crazy-ass stuff, which terrifies
That's
me.
That's where the mountain sequence came in. It's because originally in the script, there was no mountain sequence. It was...
It's like, let me do something more impressive than an exploding plane.
Exactly.
It wasn't more impressive.
Oof. It was kind of impressive.
For 2000, it was pretty impressive.
Yes.
How about this? Let me give you some context. I would rather be on a plane flying towards a mountain that would be certain to explode than to do what he was doing in the next scene.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, that next scene, my hands are going to be sweating for the next 4 minutes.
It's not even of recording. Not even a question. It's like, I will die either way. At least with the plane, I'll go quicker.
I mean, Woo was so against him doing it that he was like, I'm not even going to watch. Woo was like in another city watching, probably. I mean, he just
watch. I'm throwing doves left and right over here. If you get
gross. Oh. Cover your keyboard.
Disgusting.
Allison, go on. And Allison is a great improv partner.
Wait, what?
You're a great improv partner.
Oh, thank you.
She's like, yes,
she's not telling you, she's actually wearing that outfit, her mascot outfit on right now while she's doing it.
That's the hardest part is that she is wearing that.
It's really
disturbing.
I'm wearing the gritty head and nothing else.
You just told everybody which one you are.
Oh, you outed it. We'll have to bleep that.
Oh, no, I'll bleep that. I'll bleep that out, which one you are.
Do you think the carpets match the drapes?
Oh, no.
With gritty?
Oh,
I think gritty is all carpet and drapes.
he is living drapes with googly eyes.
He's just Muppet pubes.
He's probably he's living carpet.
He's shag carpet.
I saw those
jersey.
Pictures earlier where they placed him in all those pictures.
Yeah, it was so
I was
good.
Just like, oh, my God, pictures. That was so I was laughing my ass off.
Allison is obsessed with it on Facebook. Allison is just obsessed with gritty. I'm obsessed with him too because he has the worst name.
She has a new Facebook group called Philadelphia Grit Posting.
Oh, I gotta join that. Well, like
Sex and the Gritty.
His backstory was that they like found him living under the Wells Fargo Center, and like
I hate
construction
this.
Just like messed with his.
I'm sorry, Philadelphia. That's called a hobo.
No, gritty so is like the pure distillation of Philadelphia sports.
I think he's going to be the new like Chucky and Michael Myers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He is the living embodiment of pork roll.
Yeah.
And, like, and other Philadelphia foods.
He's not even Red Bull. He's like bargain bin energy drink and bath salts.
What's
He's like Munster energy drink instead of Monster.
He's three loco.
He's one extra loco. Well, unfortunately, this is the gritty minute. It is now. This is the gritty minute. So enjoy, everybody. Oh, I didn't even say at the end of this minute, everybody jumps out of the airplane and flies to safety through the belly of the airplane.
I would much rather them have jumped out into an inflatable raft and slid down the mountain. Mm-hmm.
That's more believable.
With a little Asian boy.
Yeah.
Well, especially if one of them like looked at Hugh and was like, "No time for love, Hugh."
Yeah. Nice try, Lao She.
Well, I think Hugh does say that to Dougray later, something about that, you know, not having time for love.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to those parts. The love scenes in this movie are going to be awesome.
Electric. Oh, yeah.
Electric.
They are slimy.
Yeah, Allison's missing. Sorry, Allison.
I'm interested.
Go on.
Like, I'm here for that.
Well, since we don't really have anything else going on in this minute, let's talk about the tech of the F. All right, let's start with we'll start with George.
I think the tech of the app is whatever tectonic plates made those mountains, which are pretty badass, that like they fly the plane into. So tectonics of the app.
All right, everybody sign off. I'm done.
Because you can't top that.
Allison, as our first time guest.
I didn't realize the face thing was like a tech, nor did I realize the scotch tape was a tech. So
what did you think the scotch tape was?
I have no idea. I only watched.
She thought he cut himself shaving.
Yeah, I picked up on that it was a voice changer thing.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. I think I would like that. For someone who's been guesting on podcasts lately, I really don't like my voice. So I would I would really like to change it.
You either get used to it or you just start to tolerate it.
I tolerate mine.
I don't even listen to the podcast.
I edited an episode today, and I was like, who is this?
I tolerate yours too, Jonathan.
It's gotten worse. My accent's gotten worse between season one and season two.
By season six, he's going to be like, hi, y'all. How you doing?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hi-do.
I am Hanky. Christmas poo. Chris, what about you?
Voice Band-Aid. I'm going with the Voice Band-Aid.
Voice Band-Aid. Yep, I'm going with Voice Band-Aid too because we went with the mask in the last week. Yeah. And Voice Band-Aid's going to... It might win out unless there's some other incredibly rad tech here coming up.
Helicopter.
I don't know.
It might be.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Could be anything. All right. Well, then we'll wrap it up.
All right. All right. Sorry. Out of habit, I started trying to wrap it up.
You don't have to wrap anything up.
Not my job.
Except his doves.
Not my job.
Well, I mean, if she's not on birth control, you probably should.
Well, yeah, but also, if it's doves related, I'm just going to fap it up.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Are we staying blue enough for you, Jonathan? Like, baby blue enough?
None of this is going to be in it, so don't worry about it.
Absolutely should be.
He's the one with the Banana Savannah shirt on.
Always. Anytime we're on with the video, I'm wearing this stupid shirt. Well, it's a good place to wrap up, then. We'll come back tomorrow for minute seven.
Will we?
Let's start. Yes.
Okay.
We'll start with George with his plug of his podcast, which as of recording is still upcoming.
My show is called The Mogwai Minute, and I'm wearing a t-shirt for it right now, even though no one can see this because Jonathan doesn't post these streams. He just uses the voices like a chump. Yeah, it's awesome. And we are about to launch the second season, and probably by the time this comes out, we will have done so. So go listen to my show, The Mogwai Minute.
Yeah, you should. Allison, do you want to promote the Philadelphia... Flyers?
Yes, I would love to promote the Philadelphia Flyers. I don't know. I don't do sports.
The Flyers.
the Flyers.
They play hockey.
I actually live in Pittsburgh, so I feel like someone's going to show up and beat me up for promoting the Flyers.
No, they're actually going to beat up Gritty, so don't worry about it. So and that guy's got it coming.
I mean, one of Gritty's first acts was to like threaten the Pittsburgh Penguins with death on Twitter.
So. Oh my God. I love Dark Gritty. Dark Gritty is my new favorite. He may be my spirit animal. Well, we've got easy plugs. You can find us on Twitter at MinImpossible, MIN Impossible, and on the Facebook group, The Impossible Minute Force. And we have t-shirts on TeePublic. We have at least three. I think we have four t-shirts. So go to teepublic.com/MinuteImpossible.
Cool.
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 And until tomorrow...
Mission Impossible.
No, George, you're doing it wrong. Sorry. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I'm still George.
What are we doing?
You're saying your name. I'm Allison.
I'm Allison.
This minute will self-destruct. You can make like a blow-up sound.
Not a blow-up doll sound, a blow-up sound.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Put me on the spot.
That's okay. I'll edit it in. It'll sound just normal. Like you've made normal mouth noises.
Possible. 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 Possible.